Okay, everybody. So this comment right here, I understand where she's coming from, but I was kind of confused just a slight bit because I was trying to understand what she meant. But and then again, I reheard what I said, and I just then again I caught myself, and it, because I had said that it's just like Donald Trump, everything that gets on his way. So it kind of had like a double, you know, us Hispanic, we use doble sentido, where we say something and then it has double senses. When I heard this comment here, I kind of understand where she was coming from then. But I do understand in my comment, I was referring the paranormal wise. And then obviously I spoke about, you know, Donald Trump, which I do understand where you're coming from. You know, the government has been abusing us for many generations, which I understand, and it's time for us to, you know, to, you know, put control over ourselves. But then again, so is the demon-wise and you know, the spiritual world. But then again, speaking about all of that, I sometimes believe that the government somehow, you know how they spoke about and they said something about the Area 51, but then again, you are not nowhere near around that desert, but they don't want you anywhere near. My question is, why? What's so secret about that place that we are not allowed to be around there? You know what I mean? So what kind of secret stuff are on there that we are not allowed around there? Is some of the questions that I ask. So now my question is, are some of those paranormal stuff that are happening in my house, could those be possibility demons that are maybe working with UFOs or maybe the government? Could it be? I don't know. I mean, because now I'm thinking, like, why do the government don't do nothing about it when, you know, when you call them? You know what I mean? Why don't they do nothing about it? You know, but they do believe in ghosts. But when you call them, they assume that you're crazy. You know what I mean? So it kind of, there's something goofy about that kind of, about that. Because when they're on that uniform, when they're on that uniform or they have that job, they're on the clock, they got to sell something. And when you tell them, oh, my house is haunted, this is what's going on. Oh, yeah, we got to take you to the hospital and we got to get you admitted. No, there's a possession. There's demons, there's spiritual stuff going on. Oh, yeah, you're going crazy. You just got depression. No, we don't. I don't have. Maybe if you solve the root of the problem, maybe I won't have these problems. You know what I'm saying? But they try solving something with maybe a drug that the government will offer you, which, you know, something, you know, kind of build that business or build something to like sell you some kind of business or service. If there's nothing that they can sell you, they don't want to give you their service. You know, it's just a waste of call, a waste of their time. It's kind of what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? So I kind of see where you're coming from with that question there. So the government probably is controlling this whole scenario, this whole thing. You know, I'm probably wrong, but why is Area 51? Or, you know, there's just stuff that you probably want to question yourself. You know what I mean? So, yeah, those are stuff that you probably want to think about and maybe, you know, probably question. But that's a great comment, though. You know, this government should probably back away from us and let us be free people. Let us be free. Thank you so much for this comment. I don't want to say your name because, but thank you so much. And I'll see you on the comments below. Thank you. And thank you for the comments. Bye-bye.